Become a subscriber of the Steel Plaza Podcast today. I know you will and I know you want to, and here's why. Because you are so sick and tired of the fake media and fake news being spoon-fed to you day in and day out.
Simply put, subscription is podcast speak for donor. Subscribers are listeners who choose to make a financial investment in the programs they hear. Subscriber donations help fund the show to bring you the high-quality, unfiltered content you deserve and make everything you hear on the Steel Plaza Podcast possible.
That's right. So sign up to be a subscriber today. You're going to be so glad that you did.
Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast. 303 East Main Street from right here in Carnegie Sound Color Production Studios. With us, Rayanne Rose and Jay Weaver of Sound Color Productions, as well as Master Sergeant Amy Rose, who's joining us once again to go over some of the bizarre interactions that she had with the Mateka family online, which resulted in a news story that had just recently came out in The Guardian, which is, I believe, a San Francisco publication. And the headline reads, "Those who live to describe the mass shooting face a flood of abuse on social media accusing them of being actors as hoax claims flourish on YouTube." So I'm going to read a little bit of this article just to get everybody up to speed on what happened. The guy's name was Brandon Mateka. I think I'm saying that right. Brayden Mateka, who allegedly survived a bullet wound to the head in the Las Vegas massacre. And then he started getting allegedly death threats. I'm going to read off some of these quotes that people said to him, because it wasn't just one person, it was a lot of people. The first quote says, I'm going to have to do a lot of editing on this. "You're a lying piece of shit, and I hope somebody truly shoots you in the head," a commentator wrote to Mateka on Facebook. Another one here. "Your soul is disgusting and dark, and you will pay for the consequences." Okay, and a Facebook meme quickly spread with a photo of him after the shooting captioned, "I'm a lying cunt." Wow.
That's awesome.
Goodness. So, now this is where the actors strike back. Title of the show this week, The Actors Strike Back. So, the Mateka family, they went to the news and they said that everybody's being mean to them. So he took down all of his Facebook things. He took down the GoFundMe account, and he is... He said he's just blown away about the whole event.
And GoFundMe is still on there, isn't it?
Is it still there?
Yeah. Oh. Instagram's gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. So Taylor Mateka recalls, "I was just blown away by what these people were saying." And the next part of the article goes in to describe one woman posted 26 consecutive messages under Taylor's request for donations for his brother that saying that she had been a nurse for more than two decades and that she was certain Brayden was a liar and a con artist. Now that nurse is with us today to talk
Hi.
A little bit about why he is. It just goes on and on. And Taylor Mateka, he says, "If you want to spend your whole life searching for conspiracies on the internet, feel free to do that, but it shouldn't come at the cost to the victim's well-being." Now, he's alleging that everybody's threatening him and just being mean.
Poor babies. Poor little rich kids.
So, and he obviously paid to have this article written.
Yeah, and you know what is really disturbing too, and not disturbing, it just kind of another thing that pisses me off, is that they went back and the original video of this Brayden Mateka, when he's talking about like, "Oh, I got shot here and here," the original one that we talked about last week, all of that has been edited. Because in my conversation with this kid, his brother Taylor, on Facebook, I specifically said, you know, they're really bad actors, they're forgetting their lines and blah, blah, blah. And they took all that stuff out that I made a point to tell him about. They took everything out.
It was heavily redacted.
But I posted this back on my page. down the rabbit hole. I posted the original is on there now, so you can see how bad his acting is, and you can see where he points to these two little scabs on the back of his head, showing no shaved hair at all, none. So they must not have paid him enough to shave his head, but.
And all of the things that correlate mm-hmm. with the show, you can find on Facebook at Down the Rabbit Hole.
This, it all started on, like, because I was, of course, looking at pretty much everybody's GoFundMes, and I saw Braden's little video, and then I looked on his GoFundMe, which made me so mad. And then his brother, Taylor, posted this, and you, everybody can go on there and see it. It's still there. It's just been highly, a lot of stuff, my stuff's been deleted. But it's, his post says from October 4th at 12:30 p.m. Have a quick read, and if you can help at all, that would be greatly appreciated. Much love. And it says, click here to support Las Vegas shooting. This is funny. Click here to support Las Vegas shooting organized by Braden Matica.
Wow. he's saying, I organized this.
That's awesome.
Ran out of ammo.
But, and hopefully they have changed it since then, because I even made it a point I was LOLing in the message. You might want to change that header there, because it looks like he, you know. So if you were to go on here onto his page right now, you're going to see, and I looked this up late last night to make sure it was all, you know, still the same. I've been looking at it all weekend to see if it was there. All of the interaction that I had with him and his friends and everybody on this specific post is gone. The very first reply on this post is from his father, who's addressing me. And you can see it says, to Amy Rose.
And so he says your name.
His father is addressing me. But this is, you know, after, like, I had already... Like, I didn't even reply any further to this, because it was just getting so ridiculous that I was...
What made you most upset about the GoFundMe page?
Because they're little rich kids. His father is the COO of... Here we go. I can't remember the name. Great West something. It's a company in Enderby. The family's supposedly from Enderby. I'm not going to make assumptions, because I don't... That's, you know, it's irrelevant. But they're in British Columbia, and it's a very big business. I mean, they sell this big equipment and stuff. They're very wealthy. They have a street named after them. I mean, not that that means anything, but they're wealthy. You can look it up. It's proven that Braden and his brothers are actors. You can look it up. Anybody can look it up. I'm not doing anything anybody else can't do. And they're making this, and I never gave him any death threats either. I just made fun of him, basically. There wasn't any death threats. I'm like, just show me some proof. Even his father, if I was this kid's father, I would have been like, you know, it's not that it's anybody's business, but here, you guys leave my kid alone. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what you want, so you leave my son alone. That's what I would do.
Right. That would be the most logical thing to do. Well, here, you know, here's the proof. I just wanted to read some. And so there's a couple more comments here on his video that he went on the news to, you know, describe his horrific episode. The most recent comment is from a guy named Mike. It says, fucker looks pretty good for being shot in the head with a high-powered rifle. Next, it's from a guy named Andy. Anybody looking at these wounded people would laugh. His hair isn't even cut. They don't deserve to be harassed. They deserve to be indicted for treason. Well, so yeah, a lot of questions. These people have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm.
But they never get answered.
They don't get answered, no.
You know, if that was my kid, my brother or my sister, I would be defending them instead of just saying, well, you know, walking around it and saying, oh, stop harassing us. You know, you're only getting death threats because you're not telling anybody what they want. Tell us what we want. Either make up more lies, tell us something, or tell us the truth. It's that simple. Squash it that way. That's all you got to do. And they won't do it.
They absolutely won't do it. And we'll get back into more of, let's say, the interactions and up to where we are today, right back after this. Steel Plats Podcast 303 from East Main Street, right here on Carnegie, back in the studio with us, following up with what I'm going to coin the phrase, the actor strike back. Don't sue me, Mr. Spielberg. And I'm going to coin another phrase here today. Everybody's heard of a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to coin the phrase, coincidence realist.
Ooh,
how about that?
I like that.
I'm a coincidence realist, and I want to talk about false flags.
Well, what exactly is a false flag, Amy?
Okay, well, from, you know, I'm just going to, I kind of, you know, in our heads, we kind of get an idea of what it is, but I'm going to read to you, like, what I've pulled up from the internet as, like, a definition, okay? It's an event which is staged, then blamed on a political enemy, and used as a pretext to start a war or enact draconian laws in the name of national security. Basically, you know, it's carried out by rogue elements of the government. So basically, like we kind of touched on last time, it's like, you know, they have this agenda, they want to, they do all these terrible things to try to make their point across, and if they don't get their point across, they just keep doing it, and they just keep doing it. So, and supposedly there's something happening on November 4th with Antifa. That's
Antifa is anti-fascist mm-hmm. group. Well, we got something that came through the email wire in our, allegedly they're going to have all these wild protests mm-hmm. All over the United States. Mm-hmm. So we got a war no about it email, yeah. But I'm pretty sure it's just going to be a bunch of kids, yeah. You know, acting drunk in the middle of the day, throwing smoke grenades.
They did the thing on the 101 where they were holding up the little placard that said November 4th, it begins or something like that, and they were blocking off the 101 or something. And like they did that in like September.
They did, so. But I think that these groups are just too unorganized mm-hmm. to do any actual damage.
Most of them, if you look at any of the video about them, they're just, it's like a lot, like college kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're just calling themselves Antifa because it sounds good, I think, you know.
What's,
yeah. Not saying that they're not dangerous, though, because they run around with little pen knives and, you know, still, I mean, that still kill somebody.
Yeah, I think they're more dangerous to themselves. Like, yeah. They could actually fall if they're running with scissors, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
But nobody believes that everyone, you know, nobody, I don't think anybody believes that false flag is a real thing. And I looked up a lot of stuff. And you can, anybody, if you just look up false flags, just look up examples of false flags. I don't have to read you all the stuff I have. I don't. Because anybody can look it up. There's proof. I mean, they're coming out with the JFK stuff now, which, of course, mm-hmm. just by coincidence, we're not going to get anything good out of that. You know, no one's going to see anything that's going to, you know, show any proof of anything. But, like, you know, just, let's, you know, like the Nazis, I have a couple things here I'm just going to read to you. The Nazis used human corpses to pass them off as Polish attackers. mm-hmm. And this is true. I mean, this is in, you know, you can look this stuff up. The government released all this stuff. Their goal of that false flag was to make the attack and the broadcast look like the work of the anti-German Polish saboteurs to justify the attack on Poland. Hermann Göring admitted to at the Nuremberg trials that he set fire to the German parliament building in 1933. He admitted that. That was a false flag. Current Russian President Putin and... Did I say that right? Putin?
Well, the other thing, too, is to look at, too, with these... Sometimes you might think it's a false flag, but it's just the leader in charge taking advantage of a situation and create, you know... I mean, that's how Hitler became, you know, mm-hmm. came to power because mm-hmm. The attack... You know, that happened, and then he chose to take over at that point and mm-hmm. get a...
Absolutely. And one thing, you know, you can say, or anybody could say that what we learned from the Nazis is, you know, find the common enemy, you mm-hmm. know?
Mm-hmm.
It brings people together.
Yeah.
A common enemy.
I guess, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, but there's just a ton of stuff out there that just shows that this is a real thing. You know, governments will kill their own people to try to get some kind of a point across. And... For some reason, nobody believes that that's a real thing. They do it. It's proven. I'm not going to start on 9/11, because God knows what kind
of... I just watched Frontline the other night, and they were saying Putin had...
Saying Putin.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say it.
Did a similar thing when he bombed... there was a big apartment building bombing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they, you know, they were thinking that, you know, he had a lot to do with to help... move the, you know, change the direction of the country away from the Boris and Yeltsin agenda to his more nationalistic agenda mm-hmm. that he wanted mm-hmm. to go take Russia back to the 50s type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a real good example of mob mentality, just to break it down on a very basic level, is football games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in Pittsburgh, typically, I mean, unless, you know, you're a transplant from another state, they absolutely hate Joe Flacco. They hate Joe Flacco of Baltimore. And I actually fell victim to this myself watching the Steelers game, just sort of like the mob mentality, everybody hates the guy, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I would like to slap his smug face. But why? I don't know him. I don't know him from...
What, the guy who's... Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You don't like him.
Yeah, but I don't know why. You know what I mean?
Because everybody's telling you to not like him.
Exactly. There's that mob mentality. I was like, man, I just want to fucking slap his smug face and just hold him over a balcony, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I have no reason to. I had to do a check with myself. I was like, what am I doing?
You take a lap.
Yeah, this is...
You can walk it off.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You can walk it off.
Punch a pillow or something. Yeah. Made me crazy. But, you know, just to break it down on a very... simple level, that's the type of mob mentality that goes on today.
And I think a lot of it, me personally, I think there's an innate collective unconscious of tribalism in everyone. And so whether you think it from a nationalistic standpoint or even from a city standpoint, that we, you know, you walk around town on Sunday and everyone's in a Steelers shirt. And it's like, where am I? You know, it's like in July when you walk around town and all these furries everywhere. And you're like, where the hell am I? You know, it's the same thing, you know. And you start rooting for your team, whether you're in high school or college. You know, there's that, this is my team. This is my country. You know, and it's all about, you know, like, to me, it's like resources. You ever play that game Civilization?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing when you're building, you know, you're attacking someone else for their resources. You know, it's the same. It's that whole mindset. It's all there.
Rhea just got extremely uncomfortable because she's wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers hoodie right now.
Not by choice.
You're one of them.
No, definitely not. No, I'm probably one of the only people in Pittsburgh that does not watch the Steelers.
No, you're number two. I'm number two on the second. I'll be the second.
Oh, good
one.
To have company.
Yes. I just chose to support beer today. So,
right.
You know.
I support that every day.
Exactly, me too, because that's, you know, the one thing that's always going to be there for me.
Yeah. That's a consistent thing in your life.
It's consistent.
Yes. Beer is not going to cause any conspiracy theories.
No.
Ever. Absolutely. Well, I guess it could, but... I'm not going to go into these because people can look them up. I'm not going to read from my book because it's just, there's so many different things, but nobody believes that they're real. No one believes that that's a real thing. And everybody thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, they're like, why would the government want to kill their own people? I'm like, do you hear what just came out of your face? Do you realize
like,
that that
do the research yourself. Make up your own mind.
Why do I have to give you my research?
You know, make up your own mind.
Exactly.
Your own mind. Not, you know, what you're hearing.
Exactly.
Don't depend on the news.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were just talking about right now. We hear what we hear,
mm-hmm.
and that becomes ingrained in our brain,
right.
And this is how everything happens,
mm-hmm.
and this is why these things can work.
Yeah. I mean, I do my own research about stuff, and I have my own theory. I'm not trying to push anything off on anybody. Everyone's just asking me who am I? Who cares what I think? But if you're going to ask me, I'm going to tell you. Don't jump down my throat because... I believe something, and they do.
Like,
yeah,
whoa.
I knew people that were there. So, did you see blood? Because we already talked about this.
Yes.
They must have had, like, the biggest blood drive ever before the Route 91 harvest, because, let me tell you, there's not a drop of blood shed anywhere.
Now, how do you know that?
Because everybody in that thing, we said,
everybody?
Like, 22,000 people... concert goers, you know it.
Now, where did you find that information?
You can find that on anything.
Now,
that's
where did
how,
you?
Where did I? Off
mm-hmm.
the internet.
But where? How can you verify the internet?
Well, I mean, if you go on to go on live,
it's
go
all
Live
hearsay.
Nation. Live Nation is the one who produced it.
It's all hearsay.
They're gonna want to tell you how many people showed up at their concert.
The
right?
Tickets sold.
The tickets.
Well,
ticket
no, but how do you
like
know that?
That
there wasn't blood everywhere?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not showing anything to let us know. You know, everyone's saying there's no blood. Show us blood. Show us a single bullet hole. There were the little VIP trailers in between, like, Mandalay Bay and the Route 91 concert venue. Little thin glass windows. How come none of those got shattered out? Not a single bullet hole anywhere that's shown from video after the fact, after this had all happened. You know, they've been videoed. Where are all the bullet holes? Where's all the glass? There's
shell casings.
Trash everywhere. Yeah, no shell casings, which would have... If he shot from the 32nd floor, there's going to be shell casings on that top. That
well,
little
how do you know
overpass.
That there wasn't?
That's what I'm saying. If there is or there isn't, just show us the footage. And the FBI is keeping all that a secret. You know there's a camera directly above the 30-second window.
Now, how do you know it's not just protocol for an investigation not to release all that stuff to the public yet?
Well, I mean, it should be, though, because everybody has the right to know. How do we know that it is protocol not to release it? Because they're not telling us that it is. If they're going to say, you know, if I'm saying, well, why aren't you showing us the footage? Why don't they say, well, we can't show you the footage because it's FBI protocol?
Just like they did with the JFK documents, mm-hmm. you know, with the FBI, CIA, right. They had to review those, mm-hmm. take everything out that mm-hmm. was protocol.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, they can have, you know, video cameras on the streets and show that footage. They don't show any of the footage of him. He was there the 25th, supposedly, and they said, you know, the FBI said that he had gone in and out hundreds of times in these casinos, that he was seen doing this and doing that. Well, there's all it's the most highly surveilled city in the world.
Yeah, but I'm saying is
no footage of anything.
They probably haven't released it because they don't want to yet, because it's part of the evidence. That's what I'm saying. That to say that they didn't release it because they're trying to cover up something.
But they don't say that.
Why did they release the picture of Stephen Paddock in his room mm-hmm. if they were trying to cover up a crime or a crime scene? Why did they release that?
Right.
And not something else.
And they'll release the whole, not even just talking about whoever that person is that supposedly got shot in the head, not even counting that, but like just the crime scene itself, because they have never taken that off the internet. They did take the headshot, supposedly, but everybody still has that. But they didn't take any of that off there. So how can just the video camera showing the top of a roof be so confidential, but not being confidential?
That's what I mean. It's like in researching this, to me, that would be the questions I'd be trying to find answers to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. More questions, maybe some answers, right back after this. Back here on the Steel Plaza podcast, we unfortunately lost the transmission of the last part of the episode, and we're not sure why. I guess due to modern technology and technical difficulties. I could just sum it up to that. So what we're going to do is try to recap everything that we talked about on the part of the show that, well, is now gone into space somewhere. I don't know where. So we'll actually read a little bit from Amy's personal blog on the Facebook down the rabbit hole for you here.
And I'm going to begin by reading a post she made on the 26th, and I am speaking directly from her site Down the Rabbit Hole. It begins as, "The Stephen Paddock death photo and why I believe he didn't commit suicide. Just keep scrolling if you're a sissy. It's all over the internet. No need to tattle. Number one, unless he was standing on his head, the laws of physics won't allow that massive hemorrhage exsanguination in about 2 minutes to go up over his forehead. There is no blood below his mouth except for a few droplets over his right chest and a smear on his shirt over his right side. A smear. His shirt would be covered in blood. Maybe the gun was laying here first. Number two, clean shells on top of the blood and clot. Number three, Vegas carpets are practically waterproof. Can you imagine what gets dumped on them? There are two stages of blood soaking here. Yes, there is a huge clot, but the surrounding blood is still very oily and wet. The further surrounding blood has been there longer, as evidenced by the loss of oiliness and sheen and basically bulk. Number four, why is the revolver way over his head? I guess it could have bounced. Legit debunk. But it's smear with blood. Odd. Number five. If he was shooting out of the window on the other side of the room, why are there so many clean shells scattered around him? Number six. No sticky brain chunks. No bits of bone anywhere in the whole vicinity of this dead dude. Number seven. The blood droplet trails are inconsistent, like it goes light to heavy from the body to the gun. Shouldn't be the opposite?" And then she shows the picture.
Right, the picture they keep showing over and over again of So it looks like a trick-or-treat scare house mannequin.
Yes.
But anyway, I mean, that's just a little bit of some of the stuff that we talked about. We also talked about the clean white sheets over the alleged dead bodies.
That there was no blood soaking through. We talked about the possibility of those actually being cadavers, maybe brought in. And she made a point to really enunciate the fact that it's a hot Vegas sun. There's no moisture, there's no blood, there's nothing anywhere on those sheets. Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence unless you're a coincidence realist like me.
Like me.
Coincidence realism.
Well, anyway, so we kept going through some of her major points, and that was one of the things she brought up. Another thing she had brought up was the fact that Stephen Paddock was, he was a pilot.
And had two planes.
Yes.
One was grounded since 2014 in Roanoke Island, and I can't remember what she said, honestly.
He had a specific identifying number on the plane that has since been completely erased. She also said that it was changed. It was changed. There's no sign of it. And why was it changed? She brought up the questions that were going on through her head. Why was this happening? Where's the connection? And she mentioned the connection between that and the fact that it ends by being a plane that from the Department of Defense has to do with now where it is.
There was a connection somewhere in that.
That it's now in San Diego.
Right.
And how did it get that? How did it get that way?
Once again, we apologize for leaving you on a cliffhanger here, but I mean, that's just the way things go in broadcasting. Sometimes the pistons don't fire right, and you lose a lot of footage, a lot of recording. And this was not a redacted conspiracy. We legitimately did not get the end of the show, and I don't know what happened.
Was it a coincidence, an anomaly? I mean, I don't know. But something happened to that.
Something happened. A lot of great information either way. If you enjoy the show and you like the information that you're getting, you love what you're hearing, be sure to check out our VidMe site. That's vid.me/Steel Plaza Podcast, as well as our Facebook page. We're on iTunes, Twitter, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, and just about everything else. Become a subscriber. We like that.
Take your time to hit the follow button, especially on the VidMe site.
It's a half inch to your left.
It is.
Press the button.
Just real easy. Just, you know, click.
One click. That's it. One click.
That's it. That's what we need for you to do, because we need your support, and that's what keeps us going, keeps the show going, and we really appreciate it. Just one click. Follow us. Subscribe to us. Yeah, we believe in what we're doing, and
we believe in you, our fellow listener. And also, make sure you check out Amy's page Down the Rabbit Hole on Facebook, and she's putting all this stuff out there for everybody to look at. And she said on the show, anyone can look it up. Anyone can look it up. She's done half of the work for you. All you have to do is read it. It's right there. Until next time, keep your ear to the ground, or you're not going to hear the buffalo coming on the Steel Plaza Podcast.